Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. One of the stalwarts of the spring growing season is spinach. This relatively cool weather has been perfect for our Maryland farmers, and the results are right there to see at the market. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, spinach is so easy to work with, there have to be a million ideas out there for cooking it up.
Oh yeah, I mean obviously there's two actually ages.
That's right.
Baby spinach. And then the kind of full-grown version.
That's right.
Baby spinach is super easy because there's really no cleaning or prepping.
Yeah.
The more full-grown stuff, which actually has a lovely texture, I think, but requires sort of the main rib, the thick rib, to be pulled out before you use it.
It's a little more prep work.
Yeah, but I like the texture of the full-grown stuff. It's a little heartier.
It actually has a touch more flavor to it.
I agree. The baby spinach is subtle, and I usually don't even try to cook it much because it just...
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jerry,
yeah.
Because, you know, people will get this, they'll get a pound of spinach, which
yeah.
looks like a lot.
Yeah.
They cook it down, and you got like a tablespoon.
Yeah, yeah. It happened to my mother just the other day.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're going to make some salmon and some wilted spinach, and before I knew it, she had not wilted it. She had just turned it into a tablespoon of nothing.
That's right. I
love her, though. Don't.
She's a lovely lady. Cook it till it starts to wilt. You've done it.
Yeah, it's warming it really.
Yeah.
I just usually toss it in warm oil. I don't even leave the pan on.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to get it to soften is more than adequate and seasoned and it's great.
I agree with you. And I was thinking about the ways that we can use spinach. I think spinach almost begs to be included in any brunch menu.
Sure.
It's
a very classic breakfast omelet
frittata. It's light and flavorful. It pairs with so many things, especially eggs. And I found a really cute recipe from Epicurious that is inspired by a North African dish called shakshuka. And essentially, you cook a bunch of spinach, and then when it's, you know, where you get it to where you want it, just spread it out, turn off the heat, crack some eggs in it, stick it in the oven so the eggs cook. And then bring it out, sprinkle some cheese on it, and bang, you're done.
Yeah, it's kind of like a simple frittata.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. A nice variation would be to work some spinach into your scrambled eggs, for instance.
Yep,
you know, super easy. Super easy. Here's some other ideas. The next time you make lasagna, throw in alternate layers of spinach.
Yeah, I think so. And there's actually the meatless lasagna is actually best with a lot of spinach. It's a great one to put in there.
It really is. I think spinach goes really well with ground lamb. The flavors are very, very good. Here's an idea. If you have some leftover ground lamb, saute the lamb in a deep skillet, and then without draining it, add in some coarsely chopped onions, some pre-cooked small chunks of potatoes, some cherry tomatoes, a dab of garlic, and finally you'll work in your spinach.
Sure.
Get it all heated up, and bang. It's
done.
A one-dish one-dish recipe. It's really, really nice.
And you can't forget spanakopita.
No, you can't.
Roll it in puff pastry with feta cheese.
Jerry, you're reading my mind.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the treats I love whenever I go to a Greek restaurant. I have to have it.
Here's a variation on that idea. You whip up whatever your spinach stuffing is going to be, and you get some puff pastry squares, and you put them in a muffin tin.
Yeah.
Fold it all over. Put it right in, and Bob's your uncle. You've got a great little dish, and it looks really cute.
Right.
So, folks, we're going to put some of these recipes on the website so you can try it at home. Just a great time of the year to go out there and buy some spinach.
Agreed.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.